are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more to transform your mind, body, and soul. I am Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of business and leadership experience to add value to your day. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we are going to talk about boundaries with families, especially at the holidays. And this is really important because sometimes we get upset. Somebody commented on a recent video. They were like, for the last 10 years, my family always expects me to host the holidays. And they asked for some feedback from me. And my feedback is going to be, now let's say I enjoy cooking. I enjoy family coming, but I have concerns because maybe they stay too long. Maybe it's like, oh my gosh, like everybody, nobody will leave my house once it's time for everybody to go. Well, then I can set it in advance where maybe we start at like 10 a.m. and I let people know like, hey, I don't care where you go, but come 9 p.m., you got to go somewhere, because maybe people are normally staying until 1 a.m. or because if I'm the host, I would feel like I had to participate and like I had to be a part of everything.
So, you know, the funny thing about that is we have made some changes, and somebody even asked me, a really close friend of mine, I was on the phone with them. They said, what are you doing? How big is your Thanksgiving going to be? And I said, it's not. She said, silence was on the other side of the phone. And so what she was saying, well, I thought you do that. No, I do a big Christmas. And I determine if I'm going to do a Thanksgiving, but I don't necessarily like to travel. It's not that I don't have anywhere to go. It's just that my boundary is I'm okay with putting up all my Christmas decorations on Thanksgiving with my own little whatever, right? So this is the deal. When I have an event and I always have a big Christmas, I always cook for the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marine.
Everybody.
I cook for everybody.
Way too much
everybody.
Food. Way too much food.
Everybody. But it's amazing. And my plate has to look a certain way. And so this is what I started doing. I said, it's not about inviting a million people in. It's about inviting the people that respect my boundary and I respect theirs. Hear me. And I respect theirs. And then we have to-go plates. A lot. I tell them to bring dishes. You know, bring stuff like that.
Like containers.
It's whole
container. Like normally, so after Christmas, I normally have food until, because you're not supposed to eat leftovers can like make you sick if you wait too long. But we do not have to cook for the next 3 to 5 days after Christmas.
But I get my Joanne. Mm-hmm. Remember, she said, if you love to cook, if you love, right. I love to cook. So that is my, let's do it. Let's have fun. Let's find out what everybody likes. For an example, I have an amazing son-in-law. And what I do for him, he likes pecan pie. He likes certain things. So I make sure his stuff is there. I have issues with leaving sweets at my house. So guess who gets the whole pie? So do it within your boundaries. Okay, so let's go back to dinner. If you're the one who's always hosting it, and let's say it's not about hosting it, it's not even about time. Let's say it's about resources. Then switch it up. Switch it up and have people bring a dish. You assign it. And then that's their entry point. Or set it, I don't want to call it an agenda, but set up a plan on what happens when everybody's there and what time everything's going to be shut down. And I'm not the kind of person that I'm going to stay up to 10, 11 o'clock with you. I'm just not going to do it. So I'm shutting things down at a certain time and just let them know that in advance. We'd love to have you do. So you build the boundary.
And then when the time comes, because I would warn people, especially if they're used to staying forever and ever, I would start packing up, start cleaning up, and you have to kick them out. Come your boundary. Because what normally happens is people just sit frustrated. Like, I want them to get it from my face and my body language, and I'm getting short with them. They can tell that I'm upset, but they're just like, oh, like, but like I, but communicating it and then following through. And then it's like, okay, people that don't respect my boundary, hey, if y'all can't respect this, like, this is invitation only.
In this way, and it's your house, Right. So they within your realm. So this is what I keep on hearing, and we've talked about it before. Me telling somebody, I don't like it when you XYZ, right?
Request.
That's not a boundary established. What a boundary is when X happens, I'm going to do Y. And then you following up on when X happens, you do Y. Whatever the why is you said you were going to do. So let's do it with gifts. Let's talk a minute about gifts. I know you're going to bring something up, but let's talk a little bit about gifts. Right now, we have an amazing family. We are, oh my gosh, we are so connected. So we do Elfster. This is not a paid advertising for Elfster or anything like that, but they are amazing.
So we do Secret Santa. And one of the ones that I found that I liked, it's a website called Elfster. And we get nothing for say, this is just something that we've used for the last 3 years. Yeah. I believe we started this in 2020. Because what used to happen is we used to just not get anybody gifts because we couldn't get gifts for the whole family. Like just nobody got anything. And in 2020, we decided to start a Secret Santa, and we do an adult one and we do a kid one, and we set a budget. Everybody always goes over. So the budget is $25. People do a wish list, and that's how that ends up going. And so it's like, hey, you know, I know things are tight. So how about we set up a Secret Santa or like a gift list this year? And I don't mind. So anytime I do a gift list, so I do an Amazon wish list for my child. I have things as cheap as like $5, $10. And then, hey, family, if y'all want to splurge on something $50, $60, I include a range of prices because each person gets to set. And because I always tell my family, my child needs nothing. He needs, we take care of what he needs. And I do add, so like one of the things that I added for our kids' wish list, because we have some upcoming travel, I included some things that would be helpful that I would have purchased for travel that he will like for Christmas as well. And so sometimes you can kind of do two birds, one stone. I did want to mention that with our family, you can sometimes do boundaries in fun or creative ways, because what we did is we're starting to charge for language because so every family's different. Some people don't mind cursing in front of children, but for our family, we were saying, okay, we want to be mindful when there are young children around. And so on our family Zoom call, we are going to start charging a certain amount for cursing. We're charging for name calling. And the thing that I say is it is sad when family are the ones that treat you worse than other people. And sometimes we do this as like a joking way, like, ha ha ha, we're just picking fun. But sometimes we're actually hurting somebody's feelings. And would an outsider think it was mean? Yeah. So if an outsider heard and saw how we were treating each other, would they think this was toxic? Would they think, because sometimes what our normal is, we don't realize like, oh, wait a minute, like that's not particularly healthy.
Right. And the other thing is, when an outsider sees it, does it encourage them to treat that person like that?
Yes, true.
So we're not actually big cursors. We don't do a lot of words or anything like that. However, we're so intelligent. Can I help you? Mm. We are so intelligent that we can find other words to use instead of, you know, the little bleeps that we can do. So we want to be able to open the mic and not have it in our ear or whatever. So the kids can be around and see our banter, hear our fun, enjoy the relationships that we have with one another without us thinking, uh-oh, there's a conversation or a word or a statement or something like that that's going to be negative for them. And we don't want them to see or hear that. Yes. So it's a matter of us learning new boundary to treat one another at a higher level of respect. It's not that we don't respect each other. It's not that we don't love each other. Because if anybody else did some of that stuff,
but that was the point. The but point was the point. If I'd be mad if a stranger said this to me or said this to my cousin, then I shouldn't say it to them. Because sometimes in family, we're like, oh, but we're family. They know what I mean. They know, and we excuse things that are, it's coming, it can come across a little toxic.
Yeah.
So I am going to try to present something and let me see if this can work. And so bear with me for just one moment to share from my computer. Upload file. It's going to be a picture and I can't do that. All right. So I'm going to read a picture. This is over on my, I posted it to YouTube, but it says Guide to Healthy Holiday Boundaries. And this was by Sharon Martin Counseling. And I put the link because there was a whole article on this. And this is specifically about boundaries with family for the holidays. Number one, ask for what you want or need. And just because I ask for it doesn't mean that I will necessarily get it. But if this is my thing that I don't know, because let's say I wouldn't go to the holidays if my family was doing a certain thing. Well, I can say, hey, like, this is something that's important to me. Can y'all not do this? And I'm like, oh, yeah, like, they want you to come and they will make adjustments. That's what happens within a healthy system. Within an unhealthy system, it's very rigid and nobody wants to make changes to accommodate other people. I want to say no without guilt. It's very common for people that are recovering from people pleasing and really, really care, because I've seen people sacrifice their own emotions for the sake of other people, where it's like, I don't want to hurt this person's feelings, or I don't want to do this. Well, is there a way that I can say no and not necessarily feel guilty? And Dr. Han Rin talks about sneaky boundaries, because maybe it's Thanksgiving holidays, you're a college student, and it's hard to set some of these boundaries with your family. And maybe it's like, hey, I'm going to come down Thursday, hang out for a little bit, and then I need to get back to my dorm because I have some things. I know how important my grades are. I need to get back to finish up my grades. So then I'm setting a boundary with the family, but it's in a way that I'm not feeling, I didn't feel I could just say no. There are some people that honestly, because of culture, because of background, because of certain things, maybe family is paying for college. And if you say or do something that upsets them too much, like, I don't, everybody has their own situation. So please know this is general information and you have to take what works for you and apply it to you. Say yes because you want to, not out of obligation or to please others.
That is a huge one. The thing about it is when we think, okay, so one of the fears that people have is other people's opinion. It's huge. That's why people jump into people pleasing, all of that thing. So this is the deal. Put your oxygen mask on first. Put it on. Put it on so that you can breathe, so that you can be healthy, so that you can feed you, right? Even when we do lists and things like that, we don't put us on the list. Make yourself, your emotional health, your physical health, your financial health, make it something that's part of what you desire to be a priority. Let's go there. And so that's really critical and it's really key. What's the next one, Patrice? Because I showcased
it. Yes, I know. And I want to give a tip for that one, because if somebody asks something, if they're like, hey, do you want me to bring something? And it's hard for you to, you haven't really thought about, like, hey, like, let me check the menu and I'll get back to you. If normally when people say that, and normally like, oh no, I got it. Oh no, don't worry about it. If that's your like normal response, stepping away from that person's face, from that phone call, from that text message, and saying like, hey, let me check, I'll get back to you. If that would give you the courage to say, yes, if you could bring if you know the person makes good macaroni and cheese. There's some things you don't want to, because you want to make sure the food's going to be good.
You see my face? I'm playing my plate. Oh, I do. If people ask me, what can I bring? I always, I have the main plate done. My plate is done.
And that's what right? You do. Somebody
okay.
else.
Okay.
Somebody
I'm, else. I'm just okay. talking, just having a conversation, because I have issues. I have issues. So I want my plate a certain way. So then what I do is I said, okay, what do you love to cook? Well, I'm good in desserts, Johnny. Okay, super. That's not my space. So bring us something special. And I give them the flexibility to do that, right? Or if they say, well, you know, I don't cook, girl. Well, then bring the drinks or bring the whatever. So it's important, I think it's important to allow people to help us. When a person asks, then give them something they can help join in so they feel like they're giving too, mm-hmm. or whatever, right? So don't always say no. Take off that Superman, Superwoman cape and let other people help you. If you're not like me and you need to control the first plate, because we eat early, there are some things, and everybody didn't show up on time. And we eat like at noon, you know, like early. We like brunch eating. So we have plenty of time to eat all this food up, right? So my thing is, if you know people come late, don't give them a meat or something you can't eat without. So be know the person.
Especially, so just be careful. I think you're saying if person, because some people will say, oh yeah, I'll bring the turkey.
You know them.
And then like, they'll show up and be like, oops, or 2 hours before dinner, they're going to
bring a naked turkey that needs to be de-thawed or cooked.
So maybe that's the person that brings the plastic utensil or the utensils
bring
or something.
A dessert.
Or dessert or something like that. I really like the one that says, let go of trying to control what other people eat, drink, wear, say, or do. Now, for our family, we normally dress up for Christmas.
I've got it better.
But like if my 5-year-old, if the best I can do, if he wants to keep on his Christmas pajamas and that's how we get him to Gigi's house, okay. It's the holidays. Like, it shouldn't be stressful. It shouldn't be like, oh, you have to wear this. My 5-year-old has to wear this button-up shirt with a tie and a jacket. Now, let's say my child loves to wear that kind of stuff. Or he decides, I'm like, hey, like, we're trying to dress fancy. Mommy and daddy are going to be fancy. If you want to be fancy too, here are your options. Or here are your options. And so, because that control can sometimes infringe on somebody else's boundaries. Right. Be empowered to skip, go late, leave early, or drive your own car to holiday parties.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Be empowered to skip, go late, leave early, or drive your own car to holiday parties.
And I want you to use that not just in holiday parties, but on events mm-hmm. and things when you know that you have a limited window. You use that. And when I say that, if you go into an event, but especially a holiday party, and let's say you have a boundary, you know, about 8 o'clock, everybody gets a little whatever they get, right? So you don't want to go with somebody who's going to be like, I want to stay through the whole thing, because then you're sitting there frustrated. So it's not about just control. It's bigger than that. It's establishing a boundary and then having a way that you can perform or do the boundary that you have established so that you're in a great place. And sometimes if you're going to a toxic place or a place that, you know, toxic mm-hmm. place, then make sure you limit that allows you to come in, enjoy, and then peace out.
And that's where sometimes we talk about planning something right after. So let's say I want, you know, I'm connected to my family, but I know I want to see them, but I don't want to stay long. And so maybe I set aside like, hey, you know, I can be there. I'm only able to stay for a few hours. And then I have something else I have to go to, which may upset them. And that is their emotion to deal with.
Let them own their own emotion.
And then you can't force them to do that. So you have to breathe through them being upset at you. Some family members will say, because that leads into our next thing of express your feelings in an assertive and respectful way and avoid passive aggressive behavior. Because sometimes some family will be like, oh, well, I guess those 40 years, I guess that. Sometimes people will say things and not just say like, oh, like, oh, I'm disappointed. I was expecting you to stay a little longer. I was hoping you would stay a little longer. Sometimes people will say and do things that are passive aggressive.
And then the other thing is this, by you saying it up front, everybody is on notice. Everybody knows what you're going to do. And so there's something that I'm going to do this coming Saturday. I've already put the person on notice and let them know I'm not sure how long I can stay because we're doing something I didn't anticipate. And so I'm not sure how much stay. And I have something that I need to do. And so this allows me to come in, enjoy for the time period, but it also allows me, if I decide that this is feeding me, that I am enjoying it, I can say, no, I text and I told him I was going to be late or whatever. So you still have the flexibility to do that. So I don't look at that and help me with that. Help me.
So sometimes, especially people that have people please. So what happens when that fear of pleasing others, it can trigger our survival brain. Mm. And if growing up, if I was the peacemaker, if I was the one that kind of helped the family stay where it's like, oh, it'll be okay. Oh, like, and I always put everybody else's needs first. When you go to start trying to like put your needs on the list, like not even first, like you're just trying to put your needs on the list, that is going to be uncomfortable. And you are going to have to sit with that discomfort. And that's why often people start, that's where like therapy or talking with somebody that you trust, because you're gonna look at everybody else and be like, why is it so easy for them and it's so difficult for me? Well, ever since childhood, you've always put everybody else's needs first. And putting you on the list is not selfish, but your family might say it is. If you're dealing with a toxic system, or with a system that is very rigid, they're going to be like, oh, well, I guess you don't care about, or like people will say and do things that are problematic. Yeah.
And then the other thing is this, and I'm going to use this example. And if I could remember his name, I would tell you his name, because I saw him on TikTok and he said something. And he said, just because someone has a ball and they put your name on it and they throw it to you, doesn't mean you need to catch it. Hear me. Just because somebody, because people throw things at us. And so just because somebody throws something at you or says something, you know, directly to you, throw something at you, does not mean that you have to willingly catch it.
And I think that goes to owning our emotions. The only thing I can control, I can't control how my mom feels. Her emotions are not my responsibility, but I'm a healthy, nice person. I don't want to hurt her on purpose.
Right.
I don't. So like today I asked my mom, I was like, hey, I have some things to donate. Can I give that to you today? And she could have said, oh, like I already have my trunk full, so today isn't a good day. And I wouldn't be like, forget you. We're not recording the podcast. I didn't throw a fit over that. Like it would have been okay if she had said, not today. So some people, when they hear no, they hear never. So me saying to a family member, hey, I can't make it this year, doesn't mean I'm never ever going to come or our relationship is ruined if I need to take a break. So I know people that have needed to take some time and they have needed to stop contact with some people in their lives so they could heal. Because it's really hard to heal when people keep hurting you. I'll say that again. It's really hard to heal when people keep hurting you. And so there are times when if I'm able, because sometimes I might live with it, like I might not have the choice, but if I can decide like, okay, I'm gonna get me together a little bit, because when I believe I have worth and value, if somebody else thinks I don't, that is your opinion. So like I chopped off my hair. I'm so glad everybody, but if somebody had been like, how dare you chop off your hair? Like you, but I loved my decision. I was very comfortable with it. And
she's rocking it.
It'll be back down to here by like,
she has this button at the back of her head. I mean, I can't say nothing. Look at my hair. So, and I just cut 2 inches off. So she has a button in the back of her head that it grows hair. Don't ask me.
But we're going to say
it's going to be long. But it is. Because when you have somebody else who's looking at what you're doing and judging their lane based on what you're doing in your lane, that is not something you need to pick up. So this is the deal. Let's say you do make a decision and you look and you say, that was a decision. However, guess who has to live with the decision? Whether it is your decision or you pick up somebody else's decision, you're still going to have to live with the ramifications of it. If you're invited somewhere or you invite people to your home and they stay there till 1 o'clock, using your example, 1 o'clock in the morning, and the next day or the same day, you're frustrated. And then you get up the next morning and you're just, you know, out of sorts because you didn't get your rest or whatever. You still have to live with those ramifications.
And people often say they ruined, they did, and don't own. Oh, I didn't ask them to leave. Or when I asked, I did in a way was like, hey, it would be great if y'all could go. Like, hey, it would be, but like when I
start packing your stuff and handing you your coat, where's your keys?
We have you.
Oh, I have issues.
Y'all it is, it issues. Is 901. Y'all are now trespassing.
And y'all know the law will pick you up from this, right?
So, but that's where we get a little passive aggressive. Oh,
that's right.
You'll have to ask somebody else.
That. Yeah, how to do that. This is, but I wasn't always like that.
Yeah.
I used to be the person that we're talking about. Same. Can I just tell y'all? I used to be the person that allowed people to stay at my house and do whatever they wanted to do in my home.
And be mad.
And I would be upset. Or and sometimes I'd still be careful about, don't they understand? I'm in pain. Don't they do this? Or don't they know?
Or I want them to think like, hey, I mentioned I have to get up early for work tomorrow. I would think they would, because sometimes we put what we would do on other people.
Yeah.
And so like if I'm at somebody's house and they said like, hey, I have to go to work early tomorrow, I would leave at a reasonable time.
Yeah.
But reasonable, what I think is reasonable might not be, like, we have to communicate. Remember, if it's not communicated, it's not a boundary.
Right. It may be a boundary in your head, but it ain't no real boundary because you have to communicate it. So this is the deal. If somebody said, hey, I have to get up early tomorrow morning, I said, what time is good for me to leave? I'd love to hang out with you, but girl, we'll hang out some other time or whatever, right? So the deal is that you have to agree. And so don't give people the power. Don't give people your power by saying they, because they did something doesn't mean you have to allow it. That when people come through your boundary should be kind of like a force field. So it's not there. It's there to protect you. Right. So it's something that you have to maintain. And it's something that you have to help people respect and hear and understand and enforce.
And if, let's say, people all like, no matter what, I do want to have Thanksgiving with my family, but I don't want them. I know they won't leave my house. So maybe my sister hosts and we go over to her house. I bring the food because I did what I like to. I don't like to cook, but like, let's pretend I like to cook. So I'll bring the food. It's over at her house and then becomes her problem. I'll come by the next day, pick up my dishes or I'll bring dishes
I do to go.
That I don't have to bring back, like Dollar Tree sells.
Spend a little extra
or
money.
Go Walmart or something like do that. But remember your peace. It is within your control because often we give people power that they do not, like we are giving them our power and making them more powerful than what they really are. And often that, in my experience, that often goes back to childhood wounds where I didn't have a voice. I couldn't say no. I couldn't disagree appropriately. Like this was, I had to just obey. I had to just do what was expected or I was bad. I was wrong. So my son, you know, we always give these examples. He had a project for a timeline a life timeline that he was supposed to do. And I was like, oh, you want to use a baby picture? He was like, no. I was like, okay. Well, he was born in 2017. The first picture on his timeline is 2019. And if his teacher asked why, it was like, those were the 6 pictures I could get him to pick. I printed out 12 pictures. Those were the pictures he wanted on his timeline.
So this is the deal when we work with whether it be our children or our spouse or people that we care about, even in jobs. Mm-hmm. When we give people an opportunity, and hear me, y'all, when you give them an opportunity and you have all of these options in your hand, you give people options, right? So if they select one of the options and they don't want select the one that you want them to select, honor.
And so that's where, respect. In that situation, there was no bad choice. I intentionally picked something because he did. So he did 2019. So the goal was to see how things change over time. And so from 2019 to 2022, you can tell how he changed and grew over that time. But he's in kindergarten. This isn't This isn't that serious because mommy did 90s, like he wouldn't do the gluing. He wouldn't. So mommy did a lot of it. And he had his own little project with some glue. He made a whole solar system and universe over, and he was happy, and we got the task completed. And so he is five. But he likely is not going to have this fear of people pleasing. Right. But he's also going to know boundaries because his thing was, why not do the project at all? He would love to turn in that solar system that he made for his timeline project. It's like,
look, and it is a timeline. He's like, the solar system? You know how many stars they found? Millions of stars they found, mommy. He's just saying, I can just see him saying that. This is the thing, though. It's the encouragement of allowing ourselves and others to be fully who they are. Mm-hmm. So I love the example you gave that if there's an issue, then take it to your sisters or your cousins, whoever's house, and take the food, right? You want it? No problem, girl. I'm going to show up with the food. And then you can even make it fun. I'm going to show up with the food the night before. And all you have to do is eat it, you know, whatever needs to happen. But this is the thing. A lot of times we put pressure on ourselves, especially during the holidays. That is unhealthy. Pressure is something that will impact every area of our life, and especially our psychological, our mental, and our financial, and our physical well-being, right? And I want to be just a she has some, but just if you don't mind, just a second. I have to see, you know, if you don't mind, because I know she got some good boundaries anyway. But this is what I'll tell you, is that some of the pressure we put on ourselves is self. We are putting that pressure on us. We are doing it. So when you look at the list and you look at the million, and I'm just looking at my list, the million things you may have to do on your list, look at the things that you can accomplish within the time frame and add you to the list every single day, every day, because you have to give yourself, I hope to give yourself some time to just sit down for a minute and breathe.
Yes. And this leads right into the next point. Take responsibility for your own happiness and don't be a martyr. Take responsibility for your own happiness and don't be a martyr. Because often, especially as, once again, like it can go way, way back where it was like, I always had to take care of everybody else. But then that kind of made me the victim. It kind of made me it was all about me. But I'm a survivor. I've been through and it's not up to everybody else. I have some control in this. And that is an extremely powerful, it can be painful because some people may not abide by those boundaries that you set. And that's where you have decisions. So for me, I will never, if somebody chooses to continue to be in relationship with people that are not healthy for them, that is, so as a therapist, I don't, now, if it's children, that children unsafe, that's a whole different thing. But you're an adult. The other person's an adult. Children aren't being exposed to anything negative. It's like, okay, well, that's your choice. But and then that's where I try to build the person up so that they can make room for people that are healthy. Mm-hmm. Friendsgivings, a lot of people, I think it was like maybe, I don't know how many years ago, but that's where people do Thanksgiving with friends and not with family. Friendsgiving. And because sometimes my chosen family, I might get more out of spending time with my chosen family than with the other. And I know a lot of people have issues with with certain holidays. Definitely want to show a lot of respect for Indigenous people, especially. I do have a lot of support. We have to, I don't know if we can rename, I don't know, but this is what we have. And this is what we work with. And so there are people that are like, I don't celebrate, I don't do anything around this time because I want to honor, Indigenous peoples. And I want to do this. And so each person gets to set their own thing. For our family, we go out to eat. We didn't have that option.
Right.
I go with my in-laws and we go out to eat, but guess what? My child has not been to a restaurant since 2019. He has not eaten out in a restaurant since 2019. So I have his Kindle loaded with his favorite TV show, some wireless headphones that are fully charged and also can be wired. And so like he'll probably because I already told him, like when the family gets talking and it gets boring, I'll have some activities for him that he can do.
But do you see the power in that? The power in that is you have to prepare mm-hmm. for the possibilities, right? So that everybody has the best time that they can in the environment.
And some family may not like my choice. And that is for them to manage. Some people might be looking at me like, she's letting him. And they don't know. My kid is watching Octonauts and he is learning everything about marine life. And he is
every dinosaur in the universe.
He is learning so much. And even if he wasn't, if he was watching some show where he wasn't, like I am his mother, his father is on the same page and we get to make those decisions and they get to handle if they're not okay with it.
And then let's talk about that for just a little bit deeper, because that's usually a space that a lot of parents are really tender in.
And I understand
and I understand why, because when you have an adult that's saying or doing something about the way you're rearing, and I want to say raising, mm-hmm. I like that word better, raising your children, then it's almost an attack on you as well as them. So sometimes we're very tender in that place. However, that if that is a boundary, and it always has been for me, I'm just telling you, that's just not the way to go out. So it's a boundary. So establish the boundary.
Because
make sure you establish and make sure that other people know your boundary. And I'm not saying stand up and shout, look, this is my child. You ain't got to do nothing. Just continue to do what you need to do.
Be careful. So like my mom has sometimes not agreed with what I was doing, but she wasn't at all saying I was a bad parent or there was something wrong with the way. She was like, oh, you're going to wait until 6 months to give him anything. And every 2 weeks we're going to like, because first time parent. Like we were super duper.
I tried to help.
I think that might be why he's super duper picky as an eater now. I can't change the past. And so, but she, even when she was like, hey, have you considered this? Or have you thought about this? And I was like, we talked about, this is what the doctor said. And this is what we're doing. She was like, okay. and she didn't sneak him food.
No, I didn't.
That I didn't agree with. She didn't.
I honored it.
So sometimes we are not going to agree. And there's a way for us to disagree in a respectful way.
Yeah. And let me say how two ways I honored it. One was when she wanted me to have all, it started with the organic. I'd be like, I don't buy meat organic. Mm-hmm. Then I got a taste on organic and I said, dang, organic is really good. So anyway, but my point was, not only did I told her, that's not in my budget, right? And so she brought what was needed.
She was watching him for pennies.
For free.
It was pretty much for free.
It was
40 hours a week, maybe 45. I don't know. She had him a lot.
She really don't have one has a conversation today about that. but this is the deal.
And that's when she put in her 2 weeks notice. And we had to find a daycare when he was 18 months.
And then she reminded me.
It was one of the best decisions ever.
Yeah, it was. But she reminded me, you said you were going to keep him. And I wasn't impressed anymore.
She said.
Because she was on my boundary. I had established a boundary. Like, okay, God, this is my end result. I know you've given me grace and mercy up until now. So I need my life back. But it doesn't change anything. This is what I'll tell you. Notice I said I gave her information. I didn't say that tomorrow I ain't keeping it. Or I didn't do that. That's wrong. But in addition to that, it wasn't a negative thing. And I helped them on the journey to find the nest location.
Did you
and
go with support us? To the,
yeah.
Oh, she yeah. went with us to tour.
I have issues.
Yeah, she no, went.
But
she
they
went
invited me. I didn't go on my own.
Yeah.
I was invited.
And part of that tour. Was to like watch him too. Like it was, it was for,
Yeah, because I was his primary caregiver. Yeah. And then I got a chance to pick him up. But what I'm saying is this. Parents, we do the best we know how to do. In the moment that we're in, most parents, most parents do that. So like she said, I can't fix that. You know, I can't go back and fix it, but you do all you know to do in the moment, right? So the same thing, the way that you have done holidays in the past, you've done what you've done in the past. It's not about trying to fix none of that. How do you want your holiday to go forward? You have at least two major holidays in front of you.
Coming up.
So if finances is you're putting a boundary around finances. You need to talk about that with your family members in your household. Maybe elder or something is the way you want to do your children. You can do that in your household. Say you pick out 15 gifts and this is your limit and whatever. Don't allow other people to determine what you're doing in your household. Then the other thing is, where are you going to spend your time? How are you going to be fed and enjoy your holiday? If you want your Christmas tree up right now, or you want to leave it up into the beginning of the year, whatever you want to do. There was one year
she left it up till Easter.
I left it up
till Easter,
but it was connected to a goal. I said, until I get a job, this tree is staying up. But it wasn't about the tree. It was about the tree brought me joy.
Yeah.
And so late at night, I turned the tree on. It was inside my house. Nobody else knew I had it. But it gave me joy. So this is what we're really saying. What gives you joy? If being with a group of people for the entire holiday season, or inviting 50 people to your house, or 20 or 10 or whatever, if that doesn't give you joy, just
you can
look at it.
And that's where it's so... we are excited. So my kid loves escalators. So part of the upcoming holiday is I've already planned. So I let my husband know, like, hey, we need to get because the location we're going has escalators and they have glass elevators. I was like, we need to get there early so that he can do all of that. And then he can enjoy the different sites. And so that is going to give me joy. Even if, sitting in a restaurant with a five-year-old, a fancy, like we're going to a nice restaurant, that is not going to give me joy. It's not. But the time seeing him enjoy, there will be aspects of it that does. And so that's where each person sets what they do. He's going to have some joy because, like I said, if all else fails, I have technology. And he's going to be, and it's downloaded. I don't even have to worry about Wi-Fi, hotspots. It is downloaded to the device. I have a spare charger. Okay. don't mess with me. Like I'm a super planner.
She's a super planner. I can't even tell y'all. I mean, really.
I thought I was
a planner. I thought I was a strategist. This chick that I, Lord knows.
It's anxiety. Anxiety makes me plan.
But this is the deal. When you know you're anxious about something, planning can help release and bring down
a little bit of anxiety is good. So the anxiety I have about that situation, about taking my son to a restaurant for the first time since 2019, it's like, oh, like I need a charger. Like I need to make sure if for some reason this crap, you know, this does not work, I need to have some other options. But I'm not so anxious that like we're not gonna go or that like it's gonna get in my way of this or that. And so a little bit can kind of help you plan. I like to tell people a little bit of anxiety, make sure you put on like bottoms before you leave the house, like make sure you're not walking, you know, like you make sure that you're fully dressed before you leave.
Little.
But too much will make you turn around to the house 5-10 times to make sure that the garage is down. And so balance is key.
And it has to be key for you. So I'm gonna encourage, this is my tip for you. Sometimes we can't jump in the deep end of the water for the first time. So establish, let's say, one or a boundary that you really are passionate about right now. And then communicate that boundary
clearly.
Clearly and succinctly, not just to the people outside, but even to your spouse or your significant other or whatever, right? So that everybody is on the same page. It's not about them agreeing with your boundary. It's about you communicating it and you maintaining it. So do something that will, and when I say bring you joy, it's not that you're not already happy, but to maintain the level or heighten your joy. So look at that for this year, to look at something that you can establish a boundary that will support your next level of success in your personal life.
So this is our last recording for this year. We will be back in the new year with season 3 of the podcast. If you haven't checked out, these episodes are on YouTube. There is a Legacy Moments podcast. We have been talking about boundaries for, I think, the last 3-4. We have been talking about boundaries for a while, and we have lots of different episodes talking about boundaries. My mom has a YouTube channel, and it is linked in the description, and she is Mama Johnny Lloyd over on TikTok. And we hope you have a great holiday season and you enjoy the rest of your day.